I was on the keyboard. Well, I was standing next to his keyboard player, and he just called me out the blue, you know? Wow. And he was like, keyboard man, just come down here. And he was saying, you know, you got this and that, you know, showing like he's a prophet. Like, you know, he's dropping dimes about my life and about me. And I was like, man. And then one thing he said was, he said, you're going to be the next pastor of the Tabernacle Prayer, Philadelphia.
Wow.
In front of everybody.
Wow, so he put it out there.
So I was like,
let him know.
Yes, I'm like, you know, I have my brothers there, and then, you know, I'm young, you know what I mean? Right. I'm like, I'm in the land of milk and honey. You know what I mean? We in Puerto Rico. I wasn't trying to answer no call, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm just trying to, you know, do my thing, you know, but, you know.
Well, God bless each and every one of you. Thank you once again for joining me here with another episode of Chilling with the Bishop. I am your host, Bishop Rodney Thompson, Sr., and I'm excited to be here on this day and, well, literally actually on this night because we just got out of a power-packed service, a mighty move of God. Some of you may have seen our millennial service, praise God, that was aired tonight. We had, praise God, none other than Pastor Daniel Brown from the Freedom Worship Church in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Pastor Daniel, bless you, sir. Thank you so much for joining me here.
All right,
I'm excited to have you here, man. I appreciate you taking time, even after a mighty move of God such as we had on tonight. You God have blessed us and allowed us to be able to come together. Now, look, I watched you grow up.
Mm-hmm.
I was your father's armor bearer.
Yeah.
I served your father and Bishop Edwards for some time.
Absolutely.
And if I must say so myself, faithfully and was committed. I watched God do so much in your life as a musician.
Wow.
In the church, every year going to convention when we came up to Philly for whatever Bishop had going on, we come up, you and your brothers ran the music. God bless you all so much. And it was such a powerful move. How, and I see a lot of musicians make the transition.
Yeah.
But how was it making the transition coming from being a musician of a PK?
Yeah.
To now being a pastor of the church. How was the process? And give me a little insight. And then we're going to go back into some other things. I put the cart a little ahead of the horse, but it's okay.
No, it's all good.
It's okay.
Oh, man, I thank y'all for inviting me and my family and our church. We thank you, man. It's an honor just to be here with you. Praise you know God. What I mean?
Yeah.
And you know, you serving my dad and taking care of us while we was little, man.
Yeah.
You know, answering the call was just, you know, it had to go. We family. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's right.
But answering the call, man, it was something that, you know, it's just nothing I didn't ask for. You know what I mean?
Right.
But God chose me to be in that position.
Amen.
Right. Back in we was at a Midwinter Convention in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
And we had guest pastor Leroy Jenkins.
Okay.
You know, they call him the healing prophet.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
He passed on. But I was on the keyboard. Well, I was standing next to his keyboard player. And he just called me out the blue, you know?
Wow.
And he was like, keyboard man, just come down here. And he was saying, you know, you got this and that, you know, showing like he's a prophet. Like, you know, he's dropping dimes about my life and about me. And I was like, man. And then one thing he said was, he said, you're going to be the next pastor of the Tabernacle Prayer, Philadelphia.
Wow.
In front of everybody.
Wow, so he put it out there.
So I was like,
let him know.
Yes, I'm like, You know, I had my brothers there, and you know, I'm young. You know what I mean? Right. I'm like, I'm in the land of milk and honey. You know what I mean? We in Puerto Rico. I wasn't trying to answer no call. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm just trying to, you know, do my thing. Right. You know, but you know, I didn't see that coming.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. And to see it being fulfilled now, it's like, wow, God.
Yeah.
Like David was anointed to be king.
Right.
But it had to take a process.
Yes.
He had to develop.
Yes.
He couldn't go right into office.
That's so true.
Even then, he said who I was going to be and how I was going to be. I still had to develop.
Yes.
And I still had to go through a process.
Wow.
And I thank God for where I am right now.
Amen. Well, look, I'm going to say this here before I hit another topic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so grateful that you made the comment that even though he said what he said as being a true prophet, because you know where you was at and what was happening with your life.
Yeah.
And he began, as you said, to drop some dimes on you to tell you about yourself.
Right.
You knew that the man of God was real and that he wasn't just pulling stuff out the hat.
Yeah.
The great thing I like what you said was that the process and you had to be developed because I'm telling you, as I have been in the process of developing and growing myself from a minister, elder, a pastor, and now, thank God, you know, he chose me to be a bishop.
Yes, sir.
And I know the Bible said, you know, if a man desires to be, and in all honesty, I wasn't looking for this position.
Yes, sir.
My bishop, who went home to be with the Lord and transitioned a few years ago, right before he transitioned, made a announcement to the churches one Sunday morning with all the churches there that I was going to be consecrated as bishop.
Wow.
I was going to be his right hand man and his second in command. But this is the key thing he said, which a lot of folk don't realize and pick up on. He said, God said, now is your time. You pass all the tests and you're ready for the call.
Wow.
See, because a lot of times what happens is folk just want to pick up and run, especially when a prophet come in town and gives them a word such as you receive.
Yeah.
They will grab the briefcase. Dad, I know you're a pastor, but God put a call on my life. I'm ready to take over the church. And if you don't let me have it, I'll move out and I'll start my own thing.
Right.
You didn't do that.
No.
Even with all that was said, you allowed yourself to become developed and you allowed yourself to go through a process to prepare you for the assignment.
Yes, sir.
And I can say tonight, I was proud to see what God did through your life and how he used you tonight in the lives of so many that was blessed. So I thank God that you allowed yourself to become developed and to be processed for what it is God called you to do, praise God.
God be the glory, man.
So that's a blessing. And as I said, man, I watched you all grow up, you and your brothers, Angelo, Curtis, and Carlos, man. Y'all were the musicians.
Yeah.
Y'all tore it up. Y'all took care of my son. Y'all was a little older. How old are you, Pastor?
38.
Yeah. My RJ was 33, I think, 32 or 33. So you all was a little older.
Yeah.
And every time we come around, you all made sure he was taken care of.
That's it.
And that was a blessing, man. That was a blessing. So let's flip a little bit.
Okay.
And we talked in the beginning about how I was a faithful servant of your father and Bishop Edwards. And presently we realized that Bishop Brown, your father, transitioned.
Yes, sir.
If it's okay and you at peace with that, let's talk about how it's been with his transitioning and then your transitioning, because you both went through a transition. God allowed him to transition out of here to his reward in heaven.
Correct.
But in the process, he transitions you to be the one to take over the church as the prophet prophesied.
Yes, sir. First of all, that transition was not easy at all.
I can believe it. You know, I can believe it.
Losing somebody that, you know, I was, you know, close to.
Yeah.
Somebody that, you know, I could always call.
Let me say this too. Somebody that was a splitting image, because you and your dad was one and the same.
Man. You know, even, you know, during the last, you know, times of when he was alive, man, me and him spent a lot of time
together. Wow, praise God.
You know
God.
What I mean? You know, eating crawfish together. You know, I say, hey, that, Daniel, let's go to the restaurant. Let's just bust some crawfish down. And we just go get it, you know?
Right.
You know, that is good, man. The moments, man, like when you and, you know, RJ. Uh-huh. And, you know, and I see y'all in ministry doing y'all thing and you just let RJ flow, man. Yeah. It's like, wow, man, this is what it's supposed to be.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
Amen.
You know, my dad, man, he loved the youth.
Yes.
He took care of everybody. Yes. He makes sure nobody's left behind.
Yes.
You know what I mean? If you know. You see RJ come in, he be like, yo, you good? You
yes,
get some money in your pocket?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
He made sure he took care of
it. Got food. Yes. You know, we made sure we was all good, you know?
Yeah.
And it's our time, you know, to do the same for the young and stay connected, you know? Because even, you know, how everything goes with, you know, with how everything the church went and everything like that, we all still should be connected because the years that we put in, we still family at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
We still love each other.
Yes.
You know what I mean? We got calling on our life.
Yes.
This is our time to really to really be the front runners. You know what I mean? And to show the Moses of the generations, to show them like, yo, we got this out.
Amen.
You know?
Amen. Yeah. And you know, I truly believe that I'm 100% with that because we've been here at the Tell the Truth Ministries. We begin to really what's the word I'm looking for? To teach folk and to build them up and to put them in a position to where we are teaching them and equipping them to further the gospel and to push the ministry to places that God, you know, from where we at now to where God is calling it to be. Yeah. I really realize that, you know, I'm just shy of 60.
Okay.
A few years shy of 60.
Looking good.
But praise God. But at the same time, I realize God has called me to another place in him.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful to see young brothers like you and the ones that God is allowing us to raise up to be able to push the banner and to take the vision to the place where God desires it to go. Now, I want to ask you a question because the name of your church is the Freedom Worship Center, right?
Freedom Worship Assembly.
Freedom Worship Assembly.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you this here. You're all in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
What is your desire for the ministry right now? Tell the folk what your desire is, that, you know, for what God is doing with you in the ministry.
My desire, man, is, you know, to see millennials, young people saved, delivered.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because it's, you know, it's like what we see in the colleges. What's going on.
Yes.
Like, these young people on fire.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
Amen.
They want God, and some people don't know how to speak up.
Tap in,
And they don't know how to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we want to be that push for them.
Amen.
You know, one thing Jesus did, man, for doing any miracles, man, he showed them love.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Then he showed them miracles that he know that this is
real.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So this is what we want to exemplify, the love.
Amen.
You know, when I was, you know, younger, we was like, man, you're going to play this and you're going to do this and you better do it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You ain't even buzz about it.
Yeah, you can't do that with these guys now.
That's
you can't
right.
do
you
that
can't.
With these people.
No, sir.
You know, they're going to run.
That's
they're going
right.
like, you can't tell me what
That's
to do.
Right.
You're gonna, but you got to do it in love. You got to,
yes.
you got different ways how to do it. You
yes.
know what I mean? How to get the people in.
Amen.
But, just got to love on them, man. Like never before, you know, you got to cater to them. you know, because these young people is on fire and they want to step up. They want to do stuff.
Yes.
They praise do. God. They just don't know how to. They just don't know how to speak up.
That's so true, man.
So once you grab their heart, you just pull them to the side, like, "Hey, you ready?"
Yes.
Now look how many people tonight that said they were ready.
They was ready. That's right. That was so true, man. It's so real, and it was such a blessing. Well, look, I wanna touch on another topic real quick before we bring it in and wrap it up. Mm-hmm. I know you a PK.
Yeah.
I know I've seen you raised up in the church.
Yeah.
I've seen God use you mightily in the music department in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before coming a pastor of the church, there was some time that you stepped somewhat away from the church.
Yeah.
In that, what did you learn from that now that you're back and you're back strong in full force, I'll say?
Yes, sir. What I learned was...
And the reason why I asked you that, and I want you to answer that, because so many of our audience, they for whatever reason, feel that life is greener on the other side.
Yeah.
And then when they get out there and get caught up, they realize it wasn't what they thought it was, and they find themselves having a struggle to get back.
Yeah.
You know, understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was,
so talk a little bit on that, if you will.
Yeah, it was like I was the prodigal son through death.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You know, it took death to really pull me back.
Wow.
You know, to really be like, you know what? If he's gone, then I'm just going to do my thing because I leaned on a physical body.
Right.
I leaned on somebody that I could see, I could touch, I could hug.
Yeah.
And not leaning on God. You know what I'm saying? And what really reeled me back in is when my father, before my father passed, you know, he told all of us, he said, keep it rolling.
Amen.
He said, keep it rolling.
Wow.
So I took that and was like, by any means necessary, I got to keep it rolling.
That's right. That's right.
I got to keep it rolling. Yes. I got to shake this because I can't stay down here.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
I have to be down here because, you know, it was a reason for me to be down there.
Yeah.
Because somebody else is going to be down here.
Amen.
And then now I got a reason.
Yeah.
And that motor to say, hey, I was down there.
Yeah.
I know what it feels like down there.
Yes.
It don't feel good. But let's turn this around.
Amen.
And let's come up together. Yeah. Because I'm going to go back down to get you.
That's right. That's right.
I'm not going to say hi and be all high and mighty because that's this and that. No, I'm going to go down there and get you.
Amen.
And then we're going to come up together.
Amen. That's powerful, man.
Yes, sir.
That's real good and it's real powerful because you can be a living witness that regardless of where you at and how low you got, there's hope. If you would just trust God and make a decision.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's real good. Now, look, before we close out, I want to just touch on one other thing because I was so blessed tonight by the way you and your wife. I'm going to tell you, you really kind of reminded me of my wife and myself.
Wow.
Because that's how we flow.
Yes, sir.
When we in our element and God really begin to use us, we flow like that. So I was so blessed to see your beautiful wife, man.
Yeah.
A woman of God. I mean, powerful woman of God.
Yes, sir.
And God really used her in a mighty way and blessed, you know, us tonight and the people tonight through you all. Now, first I want to ask, because I didn't realize you was married. How long have you been married?
Okay.
And then I want you to just talk about a life being married and being a young pastor.
Yes, life being married now is good.
Amen.
Now this is my second marriage, y'all.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
This is my second marriage.
See, we had married some time because I didn't realize that.
Yes, sir. I was married before.
Wow.
She came to conventions and everything like that too.
Wow.
So yeah. But you know, things didn't work out.
Okay.
You know, but right now, man, where I'm at, man, and God knew the calling that was on my life.
Right.
That He knew that my wife now would have to be in my life to fulfill His promise.
Amen.
Because God is not a liar.
That's right.
So I thank Him for that because she's that push. She's that prayer warrior. You know, she's that prophetess, man. She goes in and
Amen.
And the way God says, He's, you know, Be yourself.
Yeah.
And use your wife. Do it together.
Amen.
What Bishop say? It's better when you're
better when we do it together. When
we do it together.
We do it better together.
That's it.
So we say.
Yes, sir. So,
yeah,
so
man.
You know, we added that to our ministry.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
Amen.
So, yeah, sir.
That's a blessing, man. And I'm so grateful for what the Lord is doing. Now, how long have you been married this time?
We've been married 3 years, going on four years.
Okay, yeah. Going on 4 years. Got a beautiful son, man.
Yes, sir.
God is really blessing you, man, and doing some great things.
Got
and
five boys.
Five boys.
Yes, sir. Wow. You know, my dad had four boys for a long time.
That's right.
And then he had my sister. You know, Kelly, you know.
Yeah.
And then, so, you know, we got five boys. And
y'all going to try to have a little girl?
No, sir. No, sir. It's over with. It's over with. You know, we got 22, 16, 10, 9, and 3.
Wow.
I'm done.
I know that's right.
We got to start at five. Right.
Yes, sir. You got to start at five. There you go. And you the head coach. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Well, look, man, I'm so grateful you took the time. And I know, you know, you're probably tired and, you know, you need to get home or get back to the room. I'll say and get some rest because you're getting on the road sometime tomorrow. But I'm thankful you took the time to come and sit down with us or with me here, praise God, and to be able to do this podcast, because I really believe folk will be blessed in the hearing of what God allowed you to share on tonight. So look, I'm your host, Bishop Rodney Thompson. Once again, thank you so much for joining us here. We're chilling with the Bishop, my good friend, Pastor Daniel Brown from the Freedom Worship Assembly out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Thank God for you being a part of what the Lord is wanting to do. And we pray that you was blessed in what you heard on this evening. God bless you. And we'll see you the next time on Chilling with the Bishop.